Director Tony Delahunty and Mansfield Town Chairman Keith Haslam.
Keith, thank you for coming into the studio.
No problem.
We're half an hour late, but never mind. Were you late in having termination with a man who actually resigned on our airways on Saturday afternoon before he spoke to you?
No. I was just tied up in a meeting. It was delayed slightly because of the M1.
On that I jest that you've been late today, but was it late when Carlton Palmer eventually threw the towel in? Should it have happened earlier? And should you have insisted it earlier? That, I mean, the fans were, frankly, I think, to some extent, shame on them, calling for his resignation. Should you have made that choice earlier?
No, I think you've got to give somebody a fair crack. With the players we brought in, I think it's known. You look to see where you are after 10 games and you evaluate where you want to go on from there. I think after the Chester game, Carlton was very frustrated. We sat down the following day and had a discussion, and between us we said, let's look at the next 3 or 4 games and see how it's going. I wasn't aware that Carlton was going to do that on Saturday.
You must have suspected it.
Well, he's under pressure. Of course he's under pressure. Not from me, but, you know, the results have put him under that pressure, like any other manager would be put under pressure. And obviously, a certain section of the supporters haven't helped his situation. And I thought he did an honourable thing. He could have stuck around and looked for a paycheck, like most guys do in the position of saying, I'm not going unless I get paid. And, you know, he values our friendship. And he said, no, I'm going to walk. It's in the interest of Mansfield Town that you get a fresh start now, and you've got to get the supporters behind the club again. And I'm willing, basically, to sacrifice myself for that cause.
Now, he's gone. There's a great number of supporters that probably wish you would. In fact, we know that some supporters wish you would, and words like the Sheffield Mafia come round, etc. Don't you feel like walking? Shouldn't you go?
Well, I suppose you've got to be positioned to go. You know, there's not the volume knocking on my door to say, I'll buy you out, or I'll do this deal, or do
that.
We're
told all sorts of people have approached you.
Not really, not at all. Not
real, you're saying? Real people, but without the real...
Yes.
Required to be able to do it. Price too high? No.
Basically, I've said to the shareholders at the AGM last week that there'll be a restructuring, looking at restructuring the club. It will give the supporters more of a voice if they choose to take it up, and that's being developed at the moment with my advisors. Then as soon as that's finished, and hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months, that'll be...
You're going to give a proportion of the club up for sale?
No.
You're going to give a mailbox for supporters to put their ideas in? Which?
It can't be. I don't want to discuss it yet because it's still being...
You said you're going to restructure. At least give us an idea what you're talking about.
I'm not giving my shareholders an idea yet. I've said there will be a restructuring, and we're going into detail at the moment and formulating something that hopefully will be attractive to the supporters.
The club
to
is
do something.
Holding up, almost holding up the entire football league, and you're talking about restructuring. The restructuring of this club... You've achieved many things, like the stadium, etc. is a fine stadium to go into. But where is the club going? Is it going in the conference?
No. I've had a number of applicants for this job.
Yeah, let me ask you that question.
All I'm saying is the perception of people out there that it's a big club at far level. Because I've had interest from numerous people who would love the opportunity... And I was surprised, a couple of them, that they would consider us.
Come to them in a moment. Your failed list, or gone list, in 13 years, George Foster, Andy King, Steve Parkin, Billy Dearden, Stuart Watkins, Keith Curl, and now Carlton Palmer. I'm not saying they were all failures. It's 7 managers in 13 years, a change nearly every 2 years. What sort of selectivity is that?
Well, I think George Foster wasn't... my manager, he came as soon as I took over, really, after a couple of games into the season. That was the supporters' choice again. I didn't really know the chap. The supporters didn't want him at that time, even though he'd been a legend in his playing days for Mansfield Town. They wanted him out. I accommodated him with that position, because, like I say, I didn't know the man personally. Steve Parkin and Andy King, they've all moved on into other positions. I had Billy Dearden resigned to go to Notts County. Steve Parkin resigned to go to Rochdale. So if you weed those two out, it's not been sort of a hatchet job with managers. Probably Stuart Watkiss was the wrong appointment, was a knee-jerk, thinking he could take over the managerial...
Too soon.
Yeah, I think he was
maybe
more...
Maybe you didn't do him any favours.
He was more of a... Well, it did. He got a nice he got a nice payment from us to set him up quite nicely. So, for what, you know, I think we looked after him very well.
Peter Shurtliff is with Jason Harrison at the moment over at the ground, and what we'll do, Keith, if we can keep you on hold for a minute or three, we'd like to go over to the ground there and join Jason with the caretaker manager of Mansfield Town.
Jason. Yes, thanks, Tony. Peter, first of all, just tell us a little bit about after the game on Saturday. Was you shocked that Carlton Palmer resigned?
Yes, I was shocked. I was shocked, yeah. I didn't really see it coming, but knowing Carlton and the problems that were occurring at the game, i.e. abuse from supporters, etc., I could understand it.
Were you surprised that he handed it in so quickly afterwards? I mean, he just came up to us on Mansfield 103.2 and said, that's it, I'm resigning.
Yeah, he actually told me before the end of the game. He said, I'm not carrying on with this job. I'm going to pack it in. Which... I said, don't have a knee-jerk reaction, you know, consider it, calm down a bit and consider it. He said, no, I'm not carrying on. And
was that towards the final whistle, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Was that when the fans were sort of chanting? Because they were right in his eye line, weren't they? Rochdale's a strange place where you've got your support right in your eye line. He couldn't really avoid it, could he?
No, I agree with that. He couldn't, and that's when he made his decision.
When did you find out you would be taking over affairs on a caretaker basis?
Well, I just spoke to the chairman briefly after the game, and he said, Pete, we'll have a chat on Monday morning. Of course, with the speed of what happened, nothing can be done anyway, so we've got the game tomorrow night to prepare for, which I'm doing as we would any normal game.
Are you sad then to see Carlton go?
Yeah, because he's a friend, you know, he's a good lad, Carlton, and... I am sad to see him go, particularly after 9 games and obviously 9 games in the league. But we're in a results business and it comes with the territory, you know, a bit of pressure with if you don't get the results that people expect or desire, then that's the business we're in.
Always been an assistant manager. The chance here for you to be manager of Mansfield Town. Will you be throwing your name into the ring at the right time?
Yeah, I've spoke to the chairman and said, you know, I'd like to be considered for the job. I feel I've got a good experience and good background in terms of coaching and assisting good people. And I think I know what it's about a little bit. And I think I'm the right age to do it as well. I think I've had good experience in terms of off the field now. And I think I'm ready, but... time will tell.
Team-wise, will we be seeing a great change in players or formation coming up soon, or is it just a time to steady the ship?
It's a time to steady the ship, which is exactly what the chairman asked me to do. Let's, you know, settle things down, stabilise a little bit and get players playing with a little bit of confidence if possible. And hopefully we'll get a couple of performances in that justify the hard work that they're putting in. It's just fine details that are wrong at the moment.
And we know that Carlton was looking at a couple of players. Are you continuing to look at players now, trying to get some in?
Yes, I'll continue to look. I shall be making phone calls, etc., to people that I know to try and get a couple of players that will boost the squad.
And what's been the players' reaction this morning? We heard from Jake Buxton after the game, said that he was sorry to see the gaffer go, and a lot of the players were as well. They said, we're all behind Carlton. How have they been in training this morning?
Well, they've had yesterday to get over it. They were back in this morning, and to be fair, I just said to them, look, you know, as players, you can't affect that. All you can do is give 100% on the pitch, and things happen off the field that you can't control. Now, obviously, their performances have meant that we haven't had the results or the points that we've expected, but it doesn't always go like that, you know. So we've got to try and get the details right, get the work ethic right, and hopefully we can progress.
Finally, through all this as well, big game tomorrow night in the Carling Cup here against Southampton.
Yeah, it's a good game, you know, it's a good game for them to come into. We're obviously underdogs against a side that were in the Premiership last season. Good game. I'm hoping the supporters turn out in force and we can put on a performance for them.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Pete. Back to you, Tony.
Well, he talks the talk, Keith Haslam, doesn't he, with his shirt lift? Can he walk the walk? And he needs to start walking it quickly to bring him up from those places at the bottom. And a tough start for him tomorrow.
Yeah, of course it is. It's not the same pressure as a league game. It's slightly different. As Peter said, we're underdogs in this game, like we were in the previous round, and we put on a good performance against Stoke, who I think are riding high in fourth or fifth position.
A surprise could be on tomorrow. I mean, these things happen, don't they? Often when a manager's gone,
of course they do, and everyone looks at their position, and players look at their players who maybe were out of favour, think to themselves, well, I've got a second chance. I've got a fresh start, and I've got to prove myself to the new guy who's in charge at this moment in time. So all these things happen, and nobody likes going to a club where a manager's just left, because it refocuses players and certain things at the club. But hopefully it's going to be a good game. And as I say, the way we played against Stoke, there's no reason why we can't turn out another performance like that in the cup.
Well, let's get on with it and get it settled on Mansfield 103.2. We've got the resignation first on Mansfield 103.2, so we might as well sort the new manager out before 2 o'clock. I mean, you got these calls straight away after. I called you at 2 minutes past five and told you that your manager had just resigned on the airways. But
I turned your application down straight away.
Yeah, well, and quite rightly so as well. Yeah. But immediately that happened.
You haven't got the height for it, really.
No, but it's a bit of a little large act here. He's glaring at me at the moment. Tell me this, and tell me the truth. How many calls did you have in the next hour or two after that?
I only had a couple on the Saturday night, on the Saturday evening.
From?
One from a manager. And
who?
I can't.
Come on, who phoned you?
I'm not going to discuss who.
There's a quarter of a million people out there would love to know who phoned you.
I know, that I'm sure there would be, but it's only fair.
Was it Billy Dearden?
No, it wasn't. It was only fair. It's only fair to the.
Was it Nigel Clough?
No, it's all in confidence at the moment. I've got to hold it in confidence. You can't.
Is it John Hollins from China?
No, I've not got a call from abroad yet.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But you had a lot of agents ring as well, haven't you?
I've got a lot of agents, and they're putting their clients' names forward. And I say there's been some surprising ones who I don't think would be interested in the position.
Well, people with management experience, because you're gonna go and you're gonna settle as you've always seemed to have done in the past, probably apart from perhaps Billy Dearden, with somebody with not the experience. You're gonna go for the cheaper option. Is that the way that you normally go? You've normally gone.
No, I don't think it's never been for the cheaper option. It's been for I believe enthusiasm has a lot to go forward, and it's never been the cheaper option. Stuart Watkiss was on a very good pay deal at Mansfield. There's been some interesting ones. There's one without a managerial experience, but he's assistant manager in the Premier Division. So, that's a high calibre of person you're looking at.
Right. I mean, you're going to advertise this time, yes? You're going to advertise. Yeah. That's a fact. Because one of the criticisms that we're getting from a lot of punters coming in, and they're saying you're going for the untried man. At full management level, are you really looking for somebody with management experience and success?
I'm looking for somebody who excites, who has got experience, and knows his way around football. I think that's what we need now. And we're going to take our time to choose this person, and I'm quite impressed by the calibre of applicant so far. I've not had any CVs through, but I've had, let's say, six or seven agents putting forward, probably 20 names who they represent, and there's been some interesting ones. And as I said, I had a couple of managers ring me up personally.
You've had Peter Shirtliff saying there, you heard him first hand on there, he's told you. He's tossed his hat into the ring there.
Sure.
I mean, how much chance has he got against the experience that you now know you're looking for?
I can't answer that one. As Peter said, I asked him to steady the ship, regroup, and let's sit down and discuss that over the next maybe 10 days or so, I don't know. But
Is that the time frame for a new appointment?
Well, no, I'm not giving it any time. There might be a manager we want who's in current employment, and there might be a compensation issue. I don't know. So I can't give it any timescale, because if I wanted a manager who's in a position now, it might be a legal thing that we can't approach him. So I can't give you any timescale.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you absolutely direct. You're a businessman. Mm-hmm. You've made money out of Mansfield Town. Okay. You've made a good living out of Mansfield Town. If you look at the balance books, it looks like you've made a very good living. I don't dispute any of that. I'm a businessman too. I'm in for making the money that I can make. How much do you really care about Mansfield Town and the people that support it? How much do you really care at all?
Of course I really care. I've been here 13 years. You know, it's a huge part of me. You've got to care.
It's a huge part of your bank balance.
It's only like a manager like Carlton. Carlton doesn't need the hassle, and he's walked away from it.
Do you need the hassle?
I think I've had more hassle than Carlton over the years.
You must have thick skin.
Well, you've got to have thick skin. You know, come what may, if Mansfield Town climb the division and we get to the cup final, it would be down to a manager who succeeded. It would never be down to a chairman. And if we fail, it's always down to the chairman. So you've got to realise that when you first go into the job. So I know that position.
A sudden thought struck me, and maybe I'm going to be too light on you now.
Rather my fist.
I mean, we might be. But Katie will jump in between us. What happened if you did walk? I mean, effectively, there's no one there buying it. What actually happens if you just said, all right, I've had enough, I'm walking away? You can't walk away, can you?
I can't walk away as a director, because you're not allowed to operate with no directors at a limited business.
Yeah, so, you'd end up in jail if you just walked.
So, might be a safe place.
No, but seriously, I mean, it's all very well people saying, you know, Keith Haslam, go, and I'm not your greatest defender, and you and I have had a fair few arguments where your fist is certainly clenched, but I'm confused by that. People say he should go, but there ain't anywhere for you to go because you can't go.
Very true. First time I've heard you talk sense for a while.
Well, never mind whether I talk sense. Sheffield Mafia is avoided this time. Is that going to be avoided this time, or are we going to have another pal of yours who you have a beer with up the road?
No. There's been two people come in. Keith Curl, I thought, could do the job, and I'm sure he's able. And
doing well at Chester.
Doing very well at Chester. I'm not disputing that, but it wasn't a football issue that we were dealing with at that time with Keith Curl. It was something else. Carlton, you know, I'm sure he's got it in him. He just didn't have the luck. I think the majority of the supporters, and they've said on air, they've said in the press that it's probably the best squad of players put together for a number of years.
Like you seem to give him more assistance than you've given many others. Was there a rationale behind that?
No. They've all had the same opportunity. I think when managers leave...
It always hasn't looked that way.
No, when managers leave, they choose to portray it in that way. Obviously, people are on the defence when they leave, because invariably they leave when they're not successful. And they have to blame somebody and for some reason. So it's invariably put down to lack of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got to look at the quality of player that certain players and managers bring in. And, under Keith last year, look at the quality of striker we brought in.
Mm-hmm.
John O'Neill, and a couple of others, that were not able to perform. So that was nothing to do with finance. It was the quality of person they brought in.
Yeah, no. Qualifying what's happening in the future so people will understand, Keith. Caretaker manager, Peter Shirtliff in charge.
Yes.
You're going to advertise it in the newspapers in the appropriate way?
I don't think we need to advertise it. I think it's
everybody knows.
Everybody knows. You know, 103 goes quite a distance, so I'm sure everyone's aware.
Well, it's gone down to the network, so it's all over the place. Yeah, and it's quoted in some of the national newspapers. And I can tell you there's an awful lot of people in the networks listening in now, so are probably managers as we speak in different areas, who are actually saying, you know, that, well, maybe that might be a job of interest.
Mm.
You say you were surprised at the interest so far. Are you pleased with the interest so far?
Yes, I'm, it's a type of... interest that I would have expected, but I'd say there was a couple of surprises in there that I didn't think they would be interested, and I've spoke to a couple, and yeah, it's quite an interesting caliber of person out there, and there's a lot of experience, and none of the names you put forward of one of them at the moment. So
and not a Sheffield Mafia man in sight.
No, I don't go along with the Mafia.
Okay.
No. I don't think there'll be anybody from Sheffield. I can't think of anybody.
I've had you for long enough, and thank you very much indeed for coming into the studio, Keith Haslam.
Always a pleasure.
Never a chore, except for me.
That was our managing director, Tony Hunty, chatting to Mansfield Town Chairman Keith Haslam.